A pointer is somewhat like an integer in that it holds a number. But the number that it holds represents an address where something else is stored, and you go indirectly through the pointer to get at that other object. When you declare a pointer, you don't just say, hey, this is a pointer. It always has to specify what you're pointing at, that is, what type of thing. So, you know, you'll have a pointer to an int, or a pointer to a char, or a pointer to some other struct or whatever. You can point to anything, but the point is, that when you declare a pointer, you have to say what it's pointing at. All right, well, why are we doing this? Why do we use pointers anyway? Well, the main reason we use pointers is for dynamic objects. That is, for variables that you don't know about ahead of time at compile time. In other words, you create them at runtime, you don't know how many you're going to have. And so you have to get them from somewhere. You can't put them on the stack because that's where local variables go. They can't go into static storage because that's where your global variables and your other static variables go. So there's a separate concept of memory, and that is dynamic memory, and we usually call that the heap. In C++, it's sometimes called the free store. Another use for pointers, in addition to dynamic memory, is when you want to actually query or insert a value at a certain memory address. I'm not going to give any examples of this, but mapped memory, if you're familiar with that. Mapped memory is memory that's mapped to some device. And so whenever you put objects in certain locations in that mapped memory, then things will happen on the device that it's mapped to. That's another use for pointers. And again, that underscores the use of C as a systems programming language.